dimensional fractal of consciousness currently expressing itself as a human being in the most authentic way that we can imagine. Always remember, take only what resonates and leave the rest. Welcome to Mental Magic. Alrighty, welcome to the world of the blue layer of consciousness. So we've already been spiraling through the beige layer where we learned how to survive and into the purple layer where we learn that we are part of a community, an inner circle of people who give us our foundational beliefs and values and customs as well as our connection to the immaterial planes. And then we had our ego awakening and we learned that we have power here. We have desires and wants that are separate from our collective community. And as the red energy, the ego of the individual, continues to evolve, you will eventually realize that being in community with others is not only valuable, but it can also add to the power and the strength that you found in your red energy. So when this blue layer starts to set in your mind and in the community around you, the spontaneity, the impulsiveness, and the instant gratification that we found in red starts to get dulled as compliance and boundaries and consequences and deferred gratification step in to create some order out of the chaos that the red ignites. And so when the blue energy starts to take root within an individual person or within a society, this is where you start to see the beginning of a civilized society, a civilized human being, someone who is able to belong to a group, who's able to follow rules and follow policies or follow the good book, whatever your society or belief system is based around. So in our children, researchers would say that this layer really starts to take root when the child is between the ages of about 6 to 9 years old, when they have learned that there are rules on the planet, that there are rules that they have to abide by, and they start to actually understand the difference between right and wrong, fair and unfair, the value of sharing with one another, as well as some beginning stages of learning how to problem solve with the aid of the higher authorities that are in their life. This layer, typically when someone has been evolving through the layers of consciousness in a healthy way, they will start to begin in their preteen or early teenage years, they will start to begin to wrestle with the idea of what does it mean for me to be alive and what is the purpose of my life? What is the meaning of life? And they may start to find causes that they care about. And now when it comes to the emergence of the blue layer of consciousness, when researchers would say that this layer of consciousness took hold of the predominant society, mostly we're talking Western society because other countries and other nations are experiencing the spiral and evolving through the spiral in very different ways and on different timelines. So historically in the West, researchers would say that the blue layer of consciousness was predominantly expressed from about 3000 BCE to about 1700 AD. And so this is where we go from the Bronze Age into the Iron Age, Classical Era, then you get into your Middle Ages with the Medieval Ages as well as the Renaissance. So this is where you get the birth of so many different movements that are addressing the issues of the dictatorships and the mass empires and the feudalistic imperialism as well as some of the totalitarian and harsh conditions that the red layer of consciousness, when it is active and pulsing and in power, institutes on the planet. And so because that red energy was in power for so long during the end of the Stone Ages, the world was fraught with deprivation and suffering and chaos, and order was desperately needed in order for the people to come together to understand that we survive better in community. And because of the conditions that the red world tends to bring up, people are more open to authoritarian ideas. They're more open to seeking and understanding and receiving wisdom from sources that are higher than them. People once again re-engage with their ideas of a higher power, a higher authority, God, Krishna, the Buddha, Muhammad, whoever their highest authority is, they would take the prescriptions or the commandments or the text that is laying out the wisdom, the teachings, the commandments, and then order their society around those instructions. Now, in our modern times, while obviously religion is still a very, very influential blue way of ordering our communities and our societies, there are also plenty of ways that the blue layer gets evoked and is expressed even outside of a religious context. This is where you get laws. This is where you get policies and procedures. This is where you get codes of conduct and rules of the road. Any type of system or literature that is detailing how a group of people or how an individual person should be living their life in order to live cohesively or harmoniously within whatever community that they're a part of or within whatever organization that they belong to. So this layer brings up our absolutistic ideas as we awaken to our ability to future think. We now move from the red layer of consciousness where we're only thinking about the present now moment, what our desires are, what our ego says it needs in order to be fed, into a way of thinking to where we can see that there is a future and that if we plan for that future and if we follow a certain set of rules, whatever those rules may be, wherever we ascribe that higher authority to, and it, again, it can be different for every single person, we then start to order our lives in accordance with whatever that higher authority has prescribed to us. So in this layer of consciousness, once you have been taught or received instruction from that higher authority that you believe in, you will then start to believe that the way that you are thinking, the way that you are believing, the rules that you are following are the one right way to be a human and to exist on the planet. And so this is where you get ideas about good and evil. This is where you get ideas about right and wrong. This is where you get ideas about demonizing people who are individualistic because now you're in a community-centered space and you now believe that community is the only right way that we can be functional, valuable, and fair human beings on the planet. You become extremely fearful of the unknown, of any kind of uncertainty. You become fearful of the previous layers of consciousness, and you are worried about any kind of uprisings or revolts or demonstrations of individualistic power. Or if you are not ascribing to the same spiritual practices that you learned in purple, you will become fearful of those previous ways of believing and worshiping the natural spirits around us. So when you had the Crusades and the Christian Reformations, and you had people spreading across the world in order to preach the good news and convert people into this one right way of believing in the God of Yahweh, this is prime blue thinking. And while there obviously is a lot of power behind it, because it does create a sense of certainty. For me personally, I've shared in the previous season of the podcast, I was raised Christian and I had a very strong resurgence, rededication to Christianity in my mid-20s. And the thing that I love so much about Christianity is that it does provide a level of certainty. And so while you are in that frame of thinking and believing in what you believe in, you can start to feel certain about your future on the planet, as well as your future in the afterlife. And that's what the blue layer is really trying to bring into the consciousness of humanity. It's trying to reduce some of the fear that individualistic thinking brings up when you are in your red ego and you're just like, I feel alone in the world and I just have to stand up and be strong and fight for my right to survive. Whereas in the blue layer, you get to relax a little bit into community as long as you are following the rules that have been prescribed to us. So while when you're in the red layer, you're operating more from your left brain, in the blue layer, you start to begin to operate from your right brain as you develop the capacity to recognize and bond with abstract ideas. So while you may not be able to read the Bible and interpret it for yourself, you may still be relying on a pastor or a priest or someone else outside of you to interpret what the text means for you, or you may just be reading it literally and taking it for exactly what it says as a literal interpretation of whatever sacred text or whatever policy, whatever law that you are following. You do have this ability to find purpose and meaning in your life based on the structure of the world that has been built for you. I do want to note, though, that in this dimension of reality, in the communities and the societies that are built, everybody in that community will have their own distinctive role. So you will have your place in society. You will be born as a blacksmith and you will die as a blacksmith kind of idea. So this is where you get the caste system or social rules or different grades that we group kids into as they're growing in their education. This is also where you get the different seniority levels in an organization, and you are expected to know your place and not fraternize with people who are outside of your level. So in order to talk to your CEO, you would need to go through the chain of command. So this is where you get a hierarchy that is based on not only the power that an individual has, but the title that they have, the experience that they have, as well as the position that they're holding within whatever system or collective or organization that you are working within. This layer is also where we get the ideas of justice and fairness, of regulations and compliance. So this is where we have the introduction of a police force, the introduction of auditors. This is where you have the introduction of judges and juries and a fair way to determine if someone is guilty or not guilty. So within the blue world, the human being is held responsible to not only themselves, but to the community that they're a part of. So all of your actions are not only going to be judged by you internally, but also judged by your community as guilt starts to set in and weigh on your heart heavy. And so as I've mentioned before, in the purple layer of consciousness, that is where we are indoctrinated with the idea of shame. You don't want to shame your family or shame your ancestors or shame the spirits that you believe in. In the blue layer, we get the introduction of guilt. And now you want to do everything in your power to alleviate the guilt that you feel by being responsible, by taking ownership of your own actions, and by admitting to faults and mistakes whenever you make them. So while guilt can be seen as an improvement from the red layer of consciousness, where you have no idea of consequences, no idea of what guilt even is, and you're just acting from impulse, it can also become extremely unhealthy in the blue layer when you are operating from a place of constantly worrying about making mistakes. You're constantly worrying about doing something wrong or falling out of line or getting in trouble. And this is where you have individuals who feel imprisoned in their own lives or imprisoned by their religious dogma or by the policies and procedures within their organization because they're so afraid of the guilt that they will feel if they do step out of line. And so how people tend to deal with this is by developing strong moral codes, ethics, and values that help them align with not only the values and the prescriptions that they receive from whatever sacred text or higher authority that they are under, but also highly regulating themselves, restricting themselves, you know, even something as simple as going on strict diets and developing discipline. Those are all very blue characteristics that help us manage our own guilt. So at the extremes, when this layer turns to unhealthy behavior and unhealthy ways of thinking, you get fundamentalism, evangelicalism, where you are going out and demanding that other people need to believe and think the way that you think. This is where you are constantly judging yourself and judging other people as wrong or evil or as heretics for not upholding the laws or the rules or the commandments that you have decided to live your life under. This is also, as I mentioned previously, where you had like the Salem witch trials, where people were literally burned at the stake for practicing purple witchcraft ideology and being herbalists and practicing magic. And you can also have the selective purging of ideas. You can have extreme censorship where, you know, there are some countries that don't allow their citizens to go on the internet or to look at certain websites on the internet in order to maintain the order in the society and to make sure that the citizens don't have access to information that is refuting the one right true way that the true blue believer is operating from. So we want to be really careful when we identify that we have a very strong and bright blue layer of consciousness to recognize that there are other people on the planet that are operating A, from different layers of consciousness, and B, even if another person is operating from a strong blue layer, that does not mean that they are operating under the same belief system that you are operating under. And so in order for us to be a more harmonious, collective, and humane society, I believe that it's our responsibility as individual humans to recognize that while we can have our convictions, we can have our beliefs about whatever higher authority we believe in, but allowing other people to believe what they believe in the way that they believe it is part of how we can bring more cohesion to the planet rather than continually creating these barriers and putting up these walls and calling out the heretics and evildoers for not seeing the world in the same way that we see the world. I mean, the blue layer has so much beauty to offer the planet because order, organization, discipline, when it's allowing you to focus to get a certain job done, policies and procedures, these can all be great things, but I think we've been operating under such fundamentalist ideas for so long that we are starting to diminish the value of how much good healthy blue consciousness can bring to the planet. I mean, there is so much pleasure that can be derived of serving other human beings. Like, this layer at its best is self-sacrificial. You want the community to thrive above your own personal needs, and you want to be obedient in order for everyone to be able to thrive in their place. And so you will speak out against any injustices that you see. You will admit to your own personal failings. You will notice errors and make corrections so that the order can be reestablished. You will be able to create these schedules and plans and have clear consequences that can help a society thrive and can help a society grow up the spiral into the next layers of consciousness. Because this layer, as I mentioned, is self-sacrificial, there are usually rules around sharing. There are usually rules around giving to others and caring about your neighbor. I mean, this layer also gives us our ability to be able to create structures, create organizations, and to create processes that allow those organizations to run. We wouldn't have had the Industrial Revolution had we not had factories and the invention of the assembly line decades before it. And so you have processes around bookkeeping, managing your money, creating savings plans and portfolios, preventative maintenance, inventory control, monitoring compliance with the specifications and the regulations in order to ensure that people are safe when they're consuming our products or using our technology. So the blue layer builds the framework of society, and it gives us something to work with. And so while, like every other layer, it can be unhealthy and damaging and too rigid and too dogmatic, it's also necessary for us to understand where the boundaries are. In the red layer, you learn about setting your own personal boundaries, and you learn about how to be assertive in defending your personal boundaries. Well, in the blue layer, you're learning about how to assert and defend the collective boundaries, because it's not until later in the spiral where our consciousness expands and we learn about the humanity of other people, we have to remember in the blue layer, we're still operating from a very group-centered mentality. So you're in or you're out of the group. You either believe what we believe or you don't believe what we believe. You follow our rules or you're out. That is, it's still very strict, very rigid, but it does create an opportunity for humanity to advance when we are able to come together around a shared principles, shared rules to build systems that can work for at least a group of us at a time. So when it comes to dealing with someone who is operating or expressing predominantly from the blue layer of consciousness, it's very helpful for you to be aware that this person is operating from a very concrete thinking. They are very big on loyalty and honor codes. Their word is their bond. Handshake deals are as good as contracts, and traditional pomp and circumstance makes people in this layer feel confident, comfortable, and at ease. So you want to be mindful that giving someone unearned or undeserved rewards of any kind of incentive that you want to extend to someone without them having to work for it, is going to make them feel guilty because they're going to feel like they haven't done what needs to be done in order for them to earn that gift or that reward, that vacation, that whatever you're gifting to them. And you also want to be mindful that too much freedom for this person, if you're not very clear and concise and giving them instructions on how you want them to do things, will be stressful for them. And they won't necessarily have the ability to know exactly what you need them to do without that clear instruction. So again, I think the idea here in sharing the specific characteristics of each layer of consciousness is to raise our awareness of how certain people on the planet are operating and to understand that if you are operating from a layer that is up spiral, you can begin to appreciate that you too have lived through this blue layer of consciousness and have fundamental ideas and values and morals and ethics that were developed within this dimension of reality. So at some point, as an individual has spent time in the blue layer of consciousness, there may come a point where they start to have deeper questions about why they are following the authority of the higher authority that they are under. They might start asking questions about different interpretations of the law or of the rules or of the text that they are reading. They may start having doubts about the true benefits of always being compliant and always following the rules and always going with the party line. This is when the individual I mean mine layer of consciousness, the orange layer, starts to emerge in the consciousness of the blue thinking individual. And once again, this person is going to be moving from a we, us, our center of gravity into a more individualistic way of thinking. During the beginning parts of this transition, you may start to doubt the authority structures around you, or you may start to feel as though your own personal autonomy is being threatened or questioned, and you may have a desire to express as a more autonomous being. You may start to realize that you actually want to be able to have ideas or change the rules at your organization or test the limits and improve the way that things are done around here. You may start to realize the value of quality over quantity, where in the blue layer, it's all about getting as many cars made on that assembly line as possible. But when we start to actually evaluate our processes, that is when we can start to make improvements, create better machines, create better systems, create better organizations that can actually meet our needs in a way that is more efficient, more productive, and ultimately, in some ways, better for society in general. So in the next episode, I am going to talk about the all-powerful, all-encompassing, the layer of consciousness that a majority of Western civilization is operating from at this present moment, which is the orange layer of consciousness, where you get the beautiful and destructive introduction of capitalism, innovation, and self-introspection. So as always, thanks for listening. Hope to see you next time. Bye.